And Amy McFarlane joins me this morning for Cultural Continuum. Hey there, Amy.
Good morning, Steve. How are you this Friday?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for asking. We begin with an event getting underway here in a little bit at 9 o'clock, but it'll be up for viewing until 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Siouxland Center for Active Generations, the former Hy-Vee building on Hamilton Boulevard. They will be hosting an art exhibit of selected works by Rafat Sarathia. That'll be today from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Free admission to that.
Okay. And I'm just going to put in a little plug, Steve, for tonight is Design and Dine, which all funding goes to the Crittenden Center at 6 p.m. at the Delta Marriott. However, you just checked and it is sold out.
It is sold out.
But please keep it in mind for next year. Tyson is the primary sponsor. I will be one of the judges. There are some dining areas that have been decorated by local interior designers.
So people, interior decorators and designers design
something.
They do
a theme. Each room has a theme. And
like Hawaii or
Disneyland. Yeah, one of the years I remember the winner was it was Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh,
and I
perfect.
Guess they had like a bathtub in there and it was pretty cool. And that was Studio 427.
So you're a judge.
I'm a judge, as you and I were joking, I didn't want to design a room. But when they asked me if I'd like to be a judge, I said, that is right up my alley. Just ask my husband or my children. I'm very good at judging.
Well, if you wanted to go to Design and Dine, but you just found out you can't get tickets for it, you can go to Vanguard Arts on Pier Street as they welcome.
Segue.
Thank you. That's what I do. It's my job. Singer and guitarist Paul Nelson, he will be performing tonight at 8 o'clock. He's recognized as one of today's top guitarists and songwriters and producers. He also was the hand-picked fellow guitarist to rock and blues icon Johnny Winter. Of course, Johnny Winter, one of his very final performances was at Vanguard Arts.
No way.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So go to vanguardarts.com if you'd like more information on Paul Nelson tonight.
Okay. And then tomorrow, Dorothy Pico Nature Center will offer a program on making natural cordage, and that will run from 9 to 11 in the morning. Being able to manufacture cordage, which is rope, from natural materials is a skill that every outdoor enthusiast would be wise to understand. Our resource naturalists will share advice on the proper techniques utilized to create strong, long-lasting cordage from a locally identified material. Materials. There will be both indoor and outdoor classroom time during this program, so please dress appropriately for the weather, which it looks like it's going to be gorgeous tomorrow. Program is designed for ages 10 and up, and youth under 16 must be accompanied by an adult. Pre-registration is required. You can go to woodburyparks.org for more information.
If you're like me and you get abandoned in the woods a lot, that's a perfect program.
Abandoned or left.
Left. And left. Same potato, potato. Siouxland Artists, Inc. will be hosting their holiday art show tomorrow. It starts at 10 to 3 o'clock. Now, it's not to be confused with the art show that was held last week. Same time and same location, basically. This is a different artist group.
Oh, okay. This is holiday art.
Same time. Yeah, holiday art. And that's tomorrow in the atrium of the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, again, from 10 to 3 p.m.
All right. And also on Saturday, the National Music Museum at USD will bid farewell to the Folger Library's Shakespeare First Folio exhibit and celebrate Shakespeare's birthday with cake and a bit of theater. Saturday events will begin at 2 p.m. with birthday cake at the NMM, followed by a quick procession to Danforth Chapel on the USD campus, where a brief performance of a scene from Hamlet will be staged, and the closing reception will be free and open to the public. You can go to nmmusd.org for more.
Saturday, Dr. Marty Knepper will host a discussion called Booked on Crime, Books Across the U.S. That'll be from 5 to 7 o'clock at the Gleason Room at the Downtown Library. The discussion will cover true crime books taking place in various states of our nation.
All righty. And let's see, Saturday night, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra's Rite of Spring Concert will be at 7:30 p.m. at the Orpheum Theater. Ryan Haskins and the orchestra will perform the music of Igor Stravinsky, contemporary Finnish composer Kaija Saariaho, featuring the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra's principal flutist, which is that?
I go flutist.
Brian Allred, and a work commissioned for the orchestra by American composer Clint Needham. Mr. Needham will join Maestro Haskins for a 6:45 pre-concert talk as well. And you can go to SiouxCitySymphony.org.
Betty Strong and Counter Center is offering a program on America's instrument, the five-string banjo, with musician George Olson. That'll be at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Olson will present an overview of the instrument and play many toe-tapping selections. He'll also show the audience how it came to be and how it's constructed and how it's played as well.
I am so going to that. And I see there's a reception afterwards,
yes,
too. So cool. Okay. The Sioux City Chamber Music Association presents the Sonic String Quartet featuring Sioux City native Seth May Patterson in performance also this Sunday the 10th at First Presbyterian Church, and that will begin at 3 p.m. The group will perform modern and classical repertoire. Find Sioux City Chamber Music on Facebook.
And on Tuesday, back to the Dorothy Pico Nature Center, their next Nature Tales program. That'll be at 10 in the morning. Preschoolers are invited to bring their favorite adult to come to the Nature Center for a special story time on hibernation. There will also be a hike, weather permitting. Pre-registration is requested.
Okay. Iowa Public Television is hosting a screening event at the Betty Strong Encounter Center celebrating Iowa land and sky. Through the use of aerial videography and on-the-ground camera work, Iowa Land and Sky transports viewers across the state's landscapes, leveraging the latest advancements in aerial drone cinematography. This program brings viewers a unique bird's-eye perspective of the state's landforms, waterways, and towns. In addition, Don Snyder from the Dorothy Pico Nature Center will speak about the Les Hills region. Cookies and coffee will be provided, and you can go to iptv.org.
Yeah, you have to get, the tickets are free, but you have to go to iptv.org to get the tickets.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah,
okay.
I guess they want to account who all is going to the thing. Dorothy Pico Nature Center will be doing a night hike on Thursday. That'll be November 14th from 6 to 7:30. The hike, it'll be dark at that point.
Yeah,
The hike
very
will
dark.
Travel to several overlooks around the center to take in the evening air, the sounds of the forests, and hopefully spot a nocturnal critter or two. Dress for the weather and wear sturdy shoes. Might want to bring a flashlight too.
Yeah. And it says, I see that says pre-registration, greatly appreciated. I'm sure they do not have any idea how many numbers they get.
Yeah, you never know, especially in Sioux City.
Yeah. Well, lastly, Shot in the Dark Productions will present the latest in the American Playwright series with Blink of an Eye. And that will also be next Thursday, the 14th, through Sunday, November 17th, with 7 p.m. showtimes and a 2 p.m. Sunday matinee at Klinger Neal Theater. While burying a close associate in a forest, friendly neighborhood murderer, Martin has an unexpected encounter with a group of kids. Blink of an Eye is the first student-penned production in the American Playwright series and contains mature themes.
And that'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. If you have an event, kindly submit it to our website, kwyt.org. You can go to the community calendar heading and just submit your thing right there. And we'll read about it next time here on Cultural Continuum. On behalf of my co-host, Amy McFarland, leaving you with music that will be, this is super innovative music from Finnish composer Kaija Saariaho. This will be performed tomorrow with the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.